Hello, my name is Sue Cawthorne. Part 2 of Soul Talk from Soul Alchemy Academy. Today we're going to be looking at intuition, sixth sense and inner knowing. So we have all experienced at some time in our life the wonderful feeling of being completely sure about something or someone. A total trust in our own perception and inner voice and the ability to act upon it and move forwards. Carl Jung, the psychoanalyst, said, "The intuitive is a sacred gift and the rational mind the faithful servant." But as you can see today, we have created a society which really honours the servant but has forgotten the gift. So I want you to take a look now and ask yourself honestly, how much of your intuition do you think you're using in your everyday life? Does it vary in different areas of your life? Is it random? Is it flowing? Sometimes you may dismiss your intuition and just say it was chance, or you guessed it, or it was a fluke. Have a look and see if there are any areas of your life where it is strong, where it is weak. Where would you like to access your intuition more in your life? In your relationships, your family, your work, finances? Have a good look and just check out where you feel you're not trusting your intuition. Most of us would love to access, develop, and trust our intuition more in our lives. Everyone has got it. By developing this natural gift, you can become increasingly skilled, and with practice, you can access it with growing frequency and confidence, until it becomes a natural and effortless aspect of your life. Things will start to fall effortlessly into place and you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time with the right people and opportunities. You will start to feel confident enough to take action on your intuitive insights and knowings and transform your whole way of life and being, and get the support that you need to unfold your true potential, manifest your dreams, and live your soul purpose. So here are a few tips and suggestions on how to access and trust your intuition. Remember, your inner voice doesn't speak with words, but through body feelings. So listen to your hunches and your gut feelings. In decision making, your first choice is usually intuitive and correct. But quite often we ignore it and allow the rational mind to override our initial response. The more you practice using your intuition, the stronger it will become, just like a muscle. And it can make a profound difference to your life. Meditation is highly recommended as it stills and declutters the mind, leaving more space to connect with and hear your inner voice. Mindfulness is very helpful in everyday activities. Being present in the moment brings you a greater clarity to all levels, and you will see what's really occurring, not just what your mind is telling you. Make more effort to connect with your dreams and understand the subconscious messages they are bringing to you. Keep a dream journal by your bed. Think less and feel more. Nurture your intuitive self with enjoyable and creative activities such as music, art, poetry, dance, cooking, anything you feel you enjoy and nurtures your spirit. Love yourself and nurture your intuition. Spend time alone. Bathe your soul in nature. Have a massage. Walk by the sea. Just for fun, try some oracle cards and see what message the universe is offering you today. Mine is flow. So step outside of your old box and embrace your intuitive self.